رجعنا معكم في ليميسيون سبيسيال موندو ديزاين اليوم مباشره من الحمامات بيلدن افريكا لا دوزيام اديسيون. كما كنا حكينا بوكو دانفيتي معنا اليوم كما كنا حكينا في الفقره الاولى. دونك شنو ناخذ معايا ضيوف حاضرين هما ضيوف التظاهره هذه بيلدن افريكا. ونرحب مباشره معايا مدام ساشي كان. Madame Sashi, CEO of International Federation of Interior Architects and Designers. Hello. Nice to have you among us. نرحب زادا بمستر تاتو الروس, President of the International Federation of Interior Architects and Designers.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. And بشكون معنا زادا مدام منوبية ناجي اللي هي ممبر اي فاي وكاتبة عامة مساعدة للمجلس التونسي للمهندسين الداخليين. مرحبا بك مدام.
ميرسي عايش ابراهيم.
دونك كما فهمتوا الحوار باش يكون بالانجليزية ومع مدام منوبية بعد نرجعوا للعربية, لكن الحوار باش يكون بالانجليزية. ونبدأ مباشرة. I will start with you Mr. Tatsu. So my question in one minute, let's start by introducing i5.
We just came here to see what you have to offer and at the same time represent ourselves. So it's a moment to see what's happening here, at least for me, because this is my first time setting foot on African soil, and to see colleagues and also the companies that are here presented and learn about different African countries. And for IFI, as a member of the world, Tunisia and all the African countries, they're very, very, very valuable. So looking for the perspective of IFI, it is great. It is very important to be here.
And if you want to introduce IFI as an organization, it's an organization which
only world body of interiors. So that's why it is very important that all the parts of the world are together there as one unity. Of course, there are many different kind of difficulties, challenges, and also many like stylistical things, but also then if you look at the different from professional view the work of interior architects, so there is a lot to learn from each other and different cultures. So IFI is like a forum to bring people to talk, but not only to talk, but also to act together, because when you act together, then you can make a change and affect how our world in general and how our world as interior architects, part of the building business and through design, life itself is represented.
And as it is your first time in Tunisia, how do you find the exhibition today, that's the first day?
So we have walked this scene parts, and so far what I have seen, I've been like a little boy, excited, touching things and turning things around.
Yeah.
And there are some similarities, but if I said, as I said, I'm excited to be here, well, I am, because then there is the professional side who is looking at things, that how can I use this in my work? Where would this fit? Or even that, hey, I could use this myself.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Tatu. So my second question is for you, Madam Sashi. What are IFI's strategic objective, if you have it, surely, through this to be present and through the participation or collaboration with the Tunisian Council of Interior Architects?
Thank you. Yes, very important questions. Maybe I can step back just a minute to say that the IFI, when it was founded 60 years ago, it was founded by 10 countries. It's a very visionary organization that was built to bring the world of our profession together. And we care deeply about the profession, its practices, its education, its knowledge, its industry. And I must say, at its founding, IFI was founded more as a philosophical organization to build a world unity. And I think what you're hearing from Tatu and from our colleagues, the excitement we have, particularly here, that I have, especially with the BIA, is that you're bringing the world of business combined with interior architecture and the power that represents to our public, our people, our citizens, but also to our economy. So then going to the strategic goals of IFI, IFI was started, as I said, as a philosophical organization, just as a forum. Tatu said that too. Today, though, as the world has changed so much, 60 years later, we have a new generation that is radically different to anything we have ever seen. We have had more change in the past 10 years than we have had in the last 100. And so the digital generation demands that our profession be addressed very differently. And what's interesting for us at IFI is reassess our strategies and our goals. We think that we need to embrace the next generations in a way that we continue to explore. This generation of our board is installed particularly to try to understand and learn. Our members, CTAI, and other members, but you especially, for us, there is a learning here where you're connecting Africa in a way that is progressive through practical means that are accessible. And we're learning, taking away from here, saying, well then, how do we bring the next generation into design in a way where we can inspire their vision, their desire to change the world, which we had as youngsters. So appeal to them to also belong to an organization that typically the next generation in other parts of the world are not doing so much. I was really heartened. I told this to our colleague Manubia as well, that hearing that you have 1,000 members and seeing so many young people here and seeing their engagement is very encouraging for us. And the more we see around the world, our role at IFI is, again, as Tatu says, it's a one world.
Yeah.
We bring our goal, our reason to be, is to bring the world together.
Excellent.
And in that context, to see the economic value. So our industry, interior architecture design industry, was valued at about 125 billion euros.
Yeah.
2024.
It's huge. Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. By 2030, it's expected to grow to about 160 billion. We know that what you're doing here today is radically beginning to change and shape that billions of dollars or billions of euros worth of economy.
Yes.
And then our profession needs to move as fast with it.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Sashi Khan. So I will just bring the words of Mr. Sashi, Madam Sashi, to go to Madam Manubia.
Brahim?
And to ask him about the facts that you give us right now. So Madam Manubia, كما كنا نحكيو كما قالت مدام ساشي توا مستر تاتو حكيو على لامبورطونس نتاع الاي فاي في تجميع الجمعيات اللي تنتمي للقطاع الهندسه الداخليه وكيفاش قداش الجينير دو شيفر دافير معناتها حاجه معناتها كولوسال دونك اليوم انت مدام منوبيه ان طونك ممبر اي فاي وكامينه سكرتير جينيرال ادجوانت للمجلس التونسي للموازين الداخليين كيفاش اليوم المجلس ينجم يلتير بروفي من هالشراكات هذوما ومن حضور لاي فاي معنا وزاد المنخرطين في المجلس
هو يعطيك الصحة إبراهيم أول حاجة هي بالحق الفرصة أنه إحنا كمجلس تونسي من دورنا وكمهندس داخلي من دورنا أنه نقدمه بالقطاع متاعنا ونقدمه بالإيكونومي متاعنا وما تكون الشركات هذه والكلام اللي كانوا يقولوا فيه زملائي شاشي وتاتو كان يأكد أنه بالحق نحن كمهندسين داخليين دورنا فعال في الاقتصاد التونسي وإن شاء الله يقدم به إحنا راهو مش كان الإكسبوزيسيون تي تعرف ليفينمون متاعنا ما فيش كان ليكسبوزيسيون احنا نحكي وزاد على جينيراسيون جديده كما كانت تحكي زميلتي شاشي انه برشا دي جون موجودين متواجدين معنا في هالليفينمون هيك علاش عندنا لي ديفولي كما تعرف ابراهيم انه احنا عندنا الفولي سيونتيفيك عندنا لي وركشوب معنا الحمد لله مع سي تي اي قاعدين نخدموا من الباز باش ناثروا هالجينيراسيون جديده اللي هي بالحق كما كانت تحكي مدام شاشي معنا هالجونيس اللي هي شتاتي كلاش ريلاسيون ما بيناتنا احنا لي جون بارابول اللي موجود ولاي فاي اللي عندها 60 سنه وسي تي اي اللي عنده 5 سنين بركه نحاولوا باش نقدموا بالمهنه نتاعنا نحاولوا باش ناسسوا الاقتصاد نتاعنا ويكون الارشيتيك دانتيريور فعال في هالمجتمع ويزيد لو بلوس ان شاء الله
واضح في دقيقه شنو النداء اللي تنجم توجهه انت اليوم للمهندسين الداخليين التوانسه من خلال الليفينمون نتاعنا اليوم بلدين افريكا شنو نجم نقول لهم
اول حاجه هما يسمعوا أنا مرحبا بكم راهو ليفينمون على 3 ايام اما زيد الهندسه الداخليه عندها دور كبير اي ارشيتيك دانتيريور موجود في تونس ولا تقرا في لونسينيمون مرحبا بك في سي تي اي احنا مع بعضنا رانا نبني وهيك علاش سلوغون جو فيان دو دير الشاشي توجذر فور ا فيزيونيري انتيريور ذاتس اور ووردز ذاتس وات وي ار كامين هير فور
حاجه باهيه مدام نوبيه حاجه تفرح صدوك في السيريموني دوفرتور كان سي عبد الله قسارة رئيس المجلس قال انه اليوم وصلنا 1000 منخرط رقم مهم جدا ويعطي اكثر مصداقيه ويعطي اكثر نوتوريتي للمجلس ان شاء الله بالتوفيق صح مدام نوبيه
شكرا لك عايشك ابراهيم ميرسي بوكو
مدام ساشي Thank you so much, Mr. Tatu. Thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
With
Merci.
Us, and for it was a really pleasure interviewing you. Thank you so much. So, احنا ناخذ فاصل اخباري ونرجع.